spiritual astronauts, you have the power. Dynamics now abide in the control tower. God's church in position, she's ready for orders. The Holy Ghost bids us, we at the end. People lost in sin and shame, all dying. Once more he cries, who will I send? Oh, it's the countdown, it's the countdown. Thus saith the Lord, we at the end. Are you ready for an astronomical takeoff? Oh, 1 through 7, keep pressing on. Ephesus through to Laodicea, the movie's on. Faith through to love, stay with the dark. A channel where demon powers are screaming. They're pressing in the hearts of man at self-will. We have the blood applied, are resisting this battle at a higher level, continue still. Are we spiritual astronauts, east in afar, searching for the lost, you shining stars? Oh, it's a countdown, it's the countdown. Thus saith the Lord, we at the end. Are you ready for an astronomical takeoff? Oh, 1 through 7, keep pressing on. Ephesus through to Laodicea, the movie's on. Faith through to love, stay with the dark. Science looks back for its achievements to see what God has done in creation, averting it from its original estate. The natural man, now he's on shaky ground. The spiritual astronauts always look forwards, onward gazing into God's word. Oh, it's a countdown, it's the countdown. Thus saith the Lord, we at the end. Ready for an astronomical takeoff? Oh, 1 through 7, keep pressing on. Ephesus through to Laodicea, the movie's on. Faith through to love, stay with the dark. Wesley, one of God's great scientists, Luther strove, casting away blindness. Against the church they were faithful servants. Luther cried, the just shall live by faith. Chemically putting the word of God in its place, Wesley proved by blood we sanctify. Oh, it's a countdown, it's the countdown. Thus saith the Lord, we at the end. Are you ready for an astronomical takeoff? Oh, 1 through 7, keep pressing on. Ephesus through to Laodicea, the movie's on. Faith through to love, stay with the dark. Now the Wright brothers place man in the air. Pentecost went higher beyond earthly sphere. Now the church can go higher than ever, beyond creeds, doubts, and all our fears. The deep in man, how it just propels out. All things are possible, you just believe. Oh, it's a countdown, it's the countdown. Thus saith the Lord, we at the end. Are you ready for a sudden departure of God's bride? Oh, 1 through 7, keep pressing on. Ephesus through to Laodicea, the movie's on. Faith through to love, stay with the dark. Ephesus through to Laodicea, the movie's on. Faith through to love, stay with the dark. Faith through to love, stay with the dark. sing that song, Hallelujah, oh. Hallelujah, oh, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hallelujah, oh, oh, Hallelujah, oh, Hosanna, oh, Hallelujah, Hosanna, Hallelujah, oh, we are praising, praising.
Little our enemies, humble at our feet. For whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. At the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. We got the power. In the name of, we got the power, we got the power. In the name of the, in the name of the Lord, though Satan may, though he rages, we cannot be defeated. We can never be defeated. We got the power. In the name of the Lord. Oh, he tried to stop us, but the church of Jesus is still alive. Oh, like a mighty army, we'll keep marching, we'll keep marching, winning every battle. With the Lord on us, we got the power. In the name of, we got the power. We got the power. In the name of the Lord, though Satan, though he rages, we cannot be defeated. We can never be defeated. We got the power. In the name of the Lord. For many years.
For many years now, Satan tried.
He tried to stop us, but the Church of Jesus is still alive. Like a mighty army, we'll keep marching, winning every battle with the Lord on our side. We got the power in the name of. We can never be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hallelujah. The Lord in the highest, Hosanna, oh, Hosanna, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna, amen. My tent is no more pitched down there in Egypt's land. You say, oh, I live in Babel. Oh, my tent is no more pitch. Now they in Egypt's land, you see me no more pitch. I live in Babel. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. My tent is no more pitched down there in Egypt's land. You see me no more there, for I live in another. Oh, my tent is no more pitched down there. No more, no more, you see me no more there, for I live in another. Hallelujah, 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 oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're no more living in that old pest house. Amen. Let's sing that song. I enter into the holiest of holies. I enter the holiest of holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. To worship you, only Jesus, I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Lord, I worship you, Jesus, I worship you. I worship you. For your name is holy. For your name is holy. For your name is holy, God. For your name is holy. For your name is holy.
holy, holy, holy Elohim. Oh, I enter, I enter the holies of holies. I enter to the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you, Lord, only. I enter you, Jesus, I worship you. I worship you. For oh, your name is holy. For oh, your name is holy. For oh, your name is holy, God. Lord, your name is holy. Lord, you are holy. For oh, your name is holy. Holy, holy God, we enter in tonight. Oh, we enter in to the temple. Give thanks to the ancient of days, to honor him. Give thanks to the ancient of days. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Shout, holy people, how excellent is thy name. Praise his name for his mercies unto us. Give thanks to ancient of days. We give you thanks, Lord. Give thanks to the ancient of days for bringing us here tonight. Give thanks to the ancient of days. Lord, we give you thanks, Lord. Give thanks to the ancient of days. Give thanks to the ancient of days. Take me past the outer courts into that holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see only your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. Hunger and thirst after righteousness, but it's only found in your presence. Lord, take me into the holiest of holies. Lord, take me into the blood of the Lamb. Lord, take my lips, here I am. Take the coal, Lord. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take me tonight. Take me into the holiest of holies. Oh, take me by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the holiest of holies. Take the cold, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the cold, Lord. Take the cold, cleanse my lips. Here
Saints, we have a request here. Let's put this before the Lord. If the Saints could remember in prayer the owner of the place where Sister Julie works. She's in hospital with pneumonia and not responding to medication. She is of advanced age and her name is Kay. So let's agree together tonight. Let's bring this before the Lord. Father, we come to the Holy of Holies, Lord. We come by the blood of the Lamb. Father, we come because you've invited us to come. Father, we come at your divine invitation. We come unto the place of mercy upon this night, Lord. We come unto the place that's sprinkled with the blood of the Lamb. Father, we come in your precious name to bring this request before thee, Lord. Father, you said unto us, Lord, to come boldly unto the throne of grace. And Father, you said unto us that we shall obtain grace to help in time of need. And Father, here's a need that's been brought, Lord, by your daughter on behalf of this lady, Kay. Father, we speak her name before you, Lord, upon this night. Father, we bring this need up into your presence, Lord, even at this time. Father, though the doctors are trying this and they're trying that, Lord. Father, and they're saying the medication, Father, is not, she's not responding. But Father, we bring it unto thee even now. Father, we're just trusting in thee that something will take place even now. That Jesus, your healing grace, that your virtue will go forth to that lady even now. That Father, you will raise her up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, how, Lord, would come, Lord, just in the simplicity, Lord, of the promises of your word. Father, to curse that spirit of pneumonia, Lord. Father, to curse that infirmity, Lord, that would afflict this lady, Lord. Father, she's a privileged person to know your daughter, Lord. And Father, you've laid it upon Sister Julie's heart to come, Lord. Father, she's brought it unto the mercy seat upon this night, Lord, that's in your people. And Father, we look unto thee and we thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're mindful of every situation, Lord. And Lord Jesus, we put ourselves in the shoes of that lady even now. Father, raise her for your glory. Lord Jesus, just draw nigh unto her at this time, Lord. And Jesus, we will give to you the praise and the honor and the glory. And Father, now bless the remainder of what will be done upon this night. Let it be pleasing unto thee, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Saints, we do greet you this evening in Jesus' name. Not very many of us out tonight. It's too bad. Really looking forward to hearing Brother Chris John tonight. Just really wanted to say greetings to Brother Chris John, to Sister Mummy. God bless you, Sister. It's really nice to see you once again. Brother Chris John phoned last week to say they'd be coming up today. And I know there's a special occasion tomorrow. And I know that Saints, I said to him, Bro, if you're coming and there's a special occasion on a Saturday, I know what the Saints are like on a Friday with the cooking and all those things. So I said, but come. Let's fellowship with the Lord and whosoever will be there. So we're really glad to be here tonight. Really looking forward to hearing from the Lord. I'm sure that your desire as well is to feed on the manna. And that's what we need at this time. So we really want to give over to Brother Christian. Ask him to take his liberty tonight. Let's sing that song once more, Brother George. Take me to the Holy of Holies. We hand over to Brother Christian. Please, Brother, take your liberty. May the Lord bless you indeed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Take me past the outer courts. Into the holy place, past the brazen altar, Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. Hunger and thirst after righteousness, but it's only found in your presence. Lord, take me to the holies of holies. Take me, Lord, take me to the blood of the Lamb. Oh, take me to the holies of holies. Dear, the cold cleanse my lips. Take the cord tonight, take the cord, cleanse my lips, here I am.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, brother and sister. I'm so happy to be among you. I see again Brother Shelton. It's not changing. It seems that like all of us, we are not changing. Amen. Amen. And our children, they are not anymore children, they are growing up. Amen. And I was talking with my wife, she said to me, Brother Branham said the Laodicea Church, she will be the shortest the all the ages. I said to her, yes, I believe it. And she said, maybe 2017, will not be anymore here. I say, yes, it can be. Amen. But the things as I see, the bride is not ready. Amen. And the bride is not ready. Like me, and it seems like you have a long journey to go because the shadow, it don't lie. And all those people, they have been come out of Egypt. Most of them, they have been slipped in the way. It was the new generation that they have brought the people, the children of Israel in the promised land. I greet you all in the name of Lord Jesus Christ with my broken English. And I've been asked, I want to have first for liberty here. I've been asked by Brother Vegas if my children have making me any troubles. I say, that is my troubles. Amen. You can see, we have trouble with our children at home in many various ways. And the same things, I believe, in the house of God, we have also troubles. But we have a Father who can correct us.
Amen.
Amen. And I will ask just you pray for me when I'm preaching.
Amen.
And expecting God to come among us.
Amen.
Because Hallelujah. He brought us together for Amen. This reason.
Amen.
To be blessed, not just to be blessed, but to be rebuked also.
Amen.
Amen. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we don't have word to say. Because we know you know everything. Father, I stand before your children. Oh, Lord, you know them better than me, Father. And you know, Father, I do not know speak very well English. Even my own language, Father, I do not know to speak it properly. But I know, Father, we have a language that's common. That is the message that you give to our true Brother Branham. And Father, we're expecting to see you among us. Oh Lord, forgive our sins, Amen. Our trespass, our laziness, Amen. And our ways do Amen. Things, Father. We are expecting to see you, Father,
Amen.
By coming all among us, Father, to give meaning in this meeting.
Amen.
Because we didn't come to see one another.
Amen.
Because, Father, we know your invitation has been given to us Amen. To bring us in the promised land.
Amen.
And this message came to restore us, Father. As I'm asking you for, Lord, as your children and your servant, Father, let your presence to anoint me.
Amen.
Not just me, Father, even all your children here.
Amen.
Father, we did not just come to listen your words, but we come also to be blessed.
Amen.
Bless your children, Father. Let everyone have a problem, Father, to find solution to their problems. Oh, Lord, we believe from the beginning. And the end of this service is just you as Alpha and Omega. Oh Lord, bless your servant Andrew. The man you stand before your children, you lay before your children, Father, to guide them, Father, bless him. Oh Lord, let your children to know to learn to appreciate what you have given to them. Let them to learn, Father, to appreciate this church, Father. Oh Lord, if I see the number of people, I can say they are so great, Father.
Amen.
We down there in Cork, we are so 2-3 people, but we are happy.
Amen.
I think they must be most happy than I Amen. Because you give them more people
Amen.
Here. Bless us, Father.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we remember those they are not here, they're supposed Amen. To be here.
Yes.
Father, speak to them.
Amen.
Because we know, as your servant said, when the doors of this place have been opened, everyone must come.
Amen.
Because it's the time where you come to speak of your children.
Amen.
Father, bless us.
Amen.
We give everything in your hand.
Yes, Lord.
open the word for us, Father. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Once more, I'd like to greet you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen,
amen, Brother Maxwell. And I do not know to present myself. That is my house.
Amen.
Amen. No one can say to me, Brother Christian, get out. That is my house. Amen. I remember how we start. When I joined the brother, we were so small. Now we are big. Amen. That is my house. Though I'm in Cork, that is my house. That is really, really my house. Every time I pray, I ask the Lord to bless this service or this church. Because we know, I believe, we have great work to do together.
Amen.
And the Lord knows why I'm down there. Amen. It's just about the gospel. It's not about something else. You are loving people, and I love you. I always want to back. But when I see the need there, I say, let me stay here. Amen. As we stand, let us open in the book of Genesis, chapter 9. You can see. That's the problem of children at home. Genesis chapter 9, verse 12. And God say, this is the sign of the covenant which I made between me and you. You'll forgive me to find the next page. And every living creature that is with you, for the perpetual generation, I set my rainbow in the clouds, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. It shall be when I bring a cloud over the earth that the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. The water shall never again become a flood to destroy all the flesh. The rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. And God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant which I establish between me and all flesh that is on the earth. Now, the son of Noah, who went out of the ark, were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And Ham was the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah, and from this the whole earth was populated.
Amen.
May the Lord bless his word. May be seated. I want to share with you this little topic that the Lord put in my heart as I asked my brother Andrew to pray for me. The Lord give me something that it will be really a blessing for all of us. And in my time of quiet and praying, that I believe the Lord gave me to share with you this afternoon or this night. The subject is, let us be carved up by the rainbow.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And we know what is the rainbow.
Amen.
Amen. Rainbow is the image of diversity of seven colors that's been put together. Rainbow is not just one color. It's seven colors that been put together and it become a rainbow.
Amen.
It's not three, four rainbow, but just one rainbow.
Amen.
With many colors.
Yeah.
And we can see the same thing. We can took just image from here we are.
Amen.
We can see we have perfect image of rainbow.
Amen.
We have white people here. We have black people here.
Amen.
All of us, we are all in the covenant.
Amen.
And by it, We don't see white people and black people. We see we are the people of God. We are children of God. Amen. That is what the Lord has given to us as a family. He brought us together. God is God of diversity. Amen. And he showed his covenant to seven color. He brought the rainbow. Amen. And the rainbow is one of the covenants the Lord has given to us. He showed the sign on the sky. It was when the flood was finished and Noah gave a sacrifice. Amen. And the blood was being shed. And that rainbow, by being a covenant, Lord want all of us to be covered under the rainbow. Amen. Like mean when you are outside of that covenant, like mean you are not a part of the children of God. Amen. That is one thing that about the rainbow. And we know the same thing, though he was being given us a rainbow as a symbol or a sign of covenant that God has given to us as a human being on the earth. But we know the great covenant that God has given to us is the baptism of Holy Spirit. Amen. You cannot be in the covenant with God if you do not have the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because from the Holy Ghost, we all been baptized to be one body. Though we are in diversity, the people, we are together in one to form one body that is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. From that, we can learn how God, by give to us a covenant that he made between him and us, he gives seven color. Amen. We must learn from that. Amen. You can take with me in the book of Acts chapter 3. You can see about salvation, God called all the people. God is God of diversity. Amen. He wants us to understand and to learn to appreciate one another. Amen. Because I cannot make you to be like me. You also don't make me to be like you. But the Lord, when he called us, he put an image. All of us, we must be like what he gave to us. Amen. He gave us the words. And when the word is coming, he will shape us according his own purpose is prepared for you and I. Amen. But we must learn to appreciate when we are together. Is what the Lord wants us to be. Amen. In the book of Acts chapter 3. Verse 37. The Bible said. Acts 3. 37. No, sorry, Acts 2, 37. Sorry about that. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. For the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord God will call. Amen. God brought all the family in the earth from every part of the world. And to bring us to be together under the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When we've been baptized with the Holy Spirit, that we are in the covenant of God, we are in His body. Amen. That is. That's why we are here. Amen. It's not by our own ways to do things. But He has a plan what He wants to fulfill. But He will not do it by just one person. Amen. Amen. We must all come together. Be united. True new birth. And receiving the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes in us, all of us, we're going to be on the rainbow. Covered by the rainbow. That is the covenant. But Abraham say in the Revelation chapter 4, paragraph 178. Now, a covenant, a token of what? A token of what? Of a sacrifice that has been accepted. Now, get in Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 and 22. Now, Genesis 8, verse 20 and 22. All right, across the page of it. Same thing that John saw. Jesus, God accepted the covenant surrounding in the heaven. Amen. And around about Him was a rainbow around about the throne in the sight like an emerald. Amberish green light around the throne. Praise be to God. Watch. Noah is composed primarily. Now, Noah's rainbow composed primarily of seven colors. Anybody knows the rainbow got seven colors. Now, what are the colors? Red, orange, that Brother Branham said in here, violet, red, green, blue, indigo, and violet. That is the color of the rainbow. Now we go to deep things here, and I'm just going to have to eat the higher spot of it because it's getting too late. Now remember, now, if you notice seven color in rainbow. That means seven bow, seven churches reflecting seven lights. Each light wrapped into the other one. Amen. Seven different color. All that being bound, wrapped together. Amen. And by all is just giving one we call rainbow. Amen. Amen. But it's been reflecting by diversity. Amen. 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 And Brother Branham said, it starts off with red. Red. After red, orange. Which is reflection of red. After orange come yellow. Which is red and orange mixed together, make yellow. Amen. Amen. The green and blue make black. Then come indigo. And then from indigo come violet, which is part of the blue. Hallelujah. Don't you see? Hallelujah. God in seven color rainbow is covenant that He made covenant that through seven church age, the seven color He will save the earth. Amen. Can you see that? We can see God reflecting His thought, what He has. Amen. Reflecting the diversity. And the past part is for human being. For us, it's hard for us to accept diversity. Most of time, we see our own interests. And we forgot about the main reason why we are together. Amen. That's why we've been called. And when we've been received the Holy Spirit, I think He will speak to you, He speaks to me. Because if Every time we do something wrong, we go to bow and we ask forgiveness. And the same Holy Spirit, when I'm not in my place, he must tell me, you are not in your place. But Abraham preached about the position. And the position is the place of authority. When you know your place, you have an authority. And you will fulfill the goal that the Lord has called you. Amen. Amen. But there is many times, because we do not accept that diversity. Amen. We are failing to see one thing. Amen. Because we, many times, we want to take other out of pictures. Amen. But the Lord, he wants all seven colors to be together. That is the covenant for something from there we come salvation. Amen. That's what Brother Branham said. Then the seventh color, he will save the earth from the seventh color, from the Holy Spirit. Amen. We need that. Amen. Let's take in the book of 1 Corinthians. Chapter 12. Just about diversity. To understand the body is one, but has many parts. Amen. And each part must fit in its own position. Amen. And when we look at body, we see a person. But who we see the head. And from there we identify who's there. Amen. When I see Brother Andrew, I will not see, I see a body. I see Brother Andrew. Amen. What reflects Brother Andrew's face is head. Amen. The church is Christ himself. Amen. But that body, he has many parts. And God brought us to be together. To be one. Amen. For his own glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 to 18. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whatever Jew, Greek, whatever slave or free, and all, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ears should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where will be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where will be the smelling? But now, God has set the member, each one of them, in the body, just as is pleased. Amen. Is the Lord who pleased to bring all of us to be together? Amen. We as a human being, when we get in the mind of God by reading the word, by praying, we will understand. Hallelujah. When the problems come, amen, my part is not to run away. My part is to be there, amen, to make everything to be together for the glory of the head. Amen. Because God wants me to be there. Amen. Many of you can say, oh, Brother Krishna, but you run away. Amen. No, I'm not. I didn't run away. Amen. I did run away. When we are speaking about the body, we are not just speaking about this house. Amen. We are speaking about the mystic body of Christ. Where for you to be covered by the rainbow, you need have the Holy Spirit. Amen. Though you can be in Cork, though you can be sad, I don't know. But as long you have Holy Spirit in you, you are in that part of this body. Amen. That is what the Lord wants us to be. Amen. But that's, as I say, the hard part or the hard things that we do not accept easily as human beings is diversity. Amen. Amen. That's why the Bible says, if the eye said no, because I'm not hand, you are not part of me. It's not that a part of body. It just show as the here he do not recognize his own position first. It means himself is a problem. Amen. Amen. Because when I do, I know my position. Amen. Amen. Where I go? Amen. That my position is to be there to fulfill my duty, like mean I must see. Amen. Amen. That's why we've been called to be together. Amen. And the Lord, he called all the nations. Amen. Amen. To be as one. Amen. 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 But Abraham said, the only way that Lord can lead the church, amen, amen, is by covenant, amen, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 Is the that one God has given to us, amen, to be covered. Through the Holy Spirit, then he will lead us. Amen. When he was giving the promise of the Holy Spirit, he did just give for the Jew, for all the nations. Amen. Amen. We must learn to appreciate what the Lord has given to us. Amen. By coming in this country, I didn't think I will know one guy for the name of Andrew. No, if you didn't think about it. But the Lord, by his own predestination, before the foundation of the world, he knows what time where we should meet and what we should fulfill. Amen. He cannot do it, amen, by himself. Amen. He called all the people to fulfill, amen, his vision. Amen. Amen. But Abraham said in the children of Israel, paragraph 31. And notice, the only way that God should lead them, people, out was by the atonement. And the only way that God can lead us today is by the atonement. Amen. And the atonement is already made at Calvary. Amen. Notice, they are going down there. How perfect was the scripture? How Joseph, the youngest son, rejected of his brethren. Christ rejected of his brethren. He wore a coat of seven colors. Joseph. And the seven colors, of course, represent the seven color in the rainbow, which was a covenant. Amen. Amen. And God always has his covenant people. And then this one young Joseph was killed, supposedly by his brother, and is caught with, and his caught was to be returned to his father. Amen. We know why Joseph is being rejected. We know why it was because of jealousy. Amen. Their brother, they could not accept that diversity to see a brother, God bless him. Amen. Amen. It was something that was hard for them. Amen. Amen. But it was a blessing for all the community. Amen. But when they reject him, they reject all the blessings. But the position of Joseph, he was to be there. Amen. Amen. You see how God do things. Amen. We need, though you cannot understand it today, amen, kneel down, pray. Amen. Don't just criticize when you are stand up. Amen. Kneel down. Amen. You're going to see what the Lord will show you. Amen. Amen. There was one statute in Paris, but Abraham quoting that, I think you know about it. Everybody, when he passed through that statute, he criticized it. But the leader, he always said, no, don't worry. Amen. I will ask you, just go down, kneel, amen, down and look it when you are kneeling down and look there. You will never see the passion of Christ you never see in your life. Because many times when we are standing, talking, thinking about our own position, we forgot about the position of Christ. Because what is suffering is the body of Christ. But when we kneel down, we're going to see the passion of Christ. I will not like to be participating in that suffering of Jesus to hang him in the cross again. Amen. That's why the problem, they reject Joseph. And that Joseph was caught with the robe of seven colors. Balabalam say that robe he was being bring to his father. So see you soon. I will not be with you. I will go, but I will not leave you without a comforter. Amen. They are killing him. Amen. But when he resurrected, the Lord has just justified us. And the sacrifice, the atonement, he was being accepted. Because he was being atoned for us, the Spirit of the Lord should come again in the church. Though they reject him, the same Spirit should come. Amen. And the Lord brought the Holy Spirit to cover all the nations. As Jew, Zimbabwean, Congolese, Lithuanians, Brazilians, all the nation, all to be together. Amen. Why so? It was because that of Spirit to form us to be as one. Amen. Let us be covered by the rainbow. Don't just look in natural eyes, but see, consider the main reason why we are together. Amen. And when we're gonna see, understand it, it will be really a blessing for us. Amen. You do not know many times how your pastor suffer. Amen. I will say to you, we in Cork, since we went almost 4 years. Amen. You ask me about a question. Every Sunday you walk 5 o'clock. How many people you preach in your church? Just 2 people. Amen. But I do not see it like that. Amen. I'm happy with 2 people. Amen. And I know, though I'm 2 here, I know my brethren in Dublin, there are many. Amen. I do not just see a church assembly local, but I see all entire body of Christ. That is our happy. Amen. We've been bought by purpose. We cannot have fellowship if we do not have relationship. Amen. It's the hard things we have lacking to understand first. We want to have fellowship, but we do not have relationship. Amen. We must come to know each other. Amen. When we know each other, and we're going to work together. Amen. And we know who call us. He call us for a reason. Amen. Let us not know people by the flesh, but let us know each other by the Spirit. Discerning the Spirit. What is in me. Amen. If I have that Spirit, just me, it means even I'm pushing Jesus out. Amen. I have the spirit of demons. Yes. Amen. To take the place of Jesus. Amen. Because he's the one who be there. But we know that Spirit, he come from heaven. He's been cast away because he was to take a place of somebody else. He was not happy to be in his position. Amen. Amen. You see what? That is the hard part of human being. To accept the diversity. But God like it. God want it. Amen. And because he give to us, he give to us that diversity, we must accept it. Amen. Amen. In the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to 8. The Bible says, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than himself. Amen. Amen. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of the other. Amen. Amen. But we've been bought not for your interest, Amen. Not my own, but for interest of the Lord. Amen. Because he's the one, he's the head. Amen. Amen. Whatever we can do, let us try not to look our own glory, Amen. But for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. If I see my position is harming the children of God, Amen. I better to accept to suffer Amen. Than to make all the body suffer. Amen. To consider not my own interest, but to consider the interest of other. That is the principle of Christianity. To know, to learn, to forsake everything. Amen. For the glory of who called us. Amen. But Abraham said, in God providing approach to divine fellowship. Now, in paragraph 25. Now, when the woman brought the young bride, oh, he loves her. But yet they are not truly in full fellowship yet. Now, first thing, what is the kitchen to do? Is where you eat. That is like it is in the first court of the church. Amen. You eat here. Come and sit on the back seat. Listen to the words. And the first thing you know, you began to, oh God, that mean me. You accept him as your personal savior. By faith, you gap it. Then you began to eat the words. You began to feel that you have accepted Christ as your personal savior. You began to feast upon the word. You enjoy it. Amen. Where you used to get up and walk out of the building, if preacher didn't say something just suits you, not right, you get up and walk out. But afterwards you accepted Christ. You have been separate then. Then the water by the word of separation from your evil thinking. Amen. The water start take all those thinkings Amen. Out of you. Amen. Amen. You start to separate with unbeliefs. Amen. 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 We do not just come in the church to be blessed. Amen. Amen. We came first of all to be separate. From our first nature. Amen. Amen. That is the problem. The first nature, he wants to be him. I want to be me. But when you be born again, you be born by the Spirit of God, you do not see you. You see Christ. Amen. Amen. Because in that, I've not been invited myself. I've been invited also with Brother George. Amen. And Brother Shelton. Amen. When we are together, that makes church. Amen. That makes body. Amen. 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 Though my brother can say something, I didn't like it. Amen. Amen. It's my brother.
Hallelujah.
My duty is go to pray for him. Amen. Amen. It's not to go to speak about it to somebody else. That is not even concerned about it. Amen. Amen. When we learn about diversity, like me, diversity is many of colors, many problems, but is to know how to put all those problems together. That is, Amen. I always say to my wife, sometimes I'm preaching, I say, look, when I was thinking to marry, and my wife told me, look, just you take me in marriage, you will suffer. I will not start to cook for you. Amen. You come to work, you cook your own semolina. Amen. You must be foolish, man, to take that kind of wife. Amen. But the Lord knows my wife better than me. Amen. He cover many of his problems. Also, he cover many of my problems. Because if my wife also knows who I am, my bad part, maybe she'll choose another man. Amen. But when the Lord brought us to be together, amen, is to learn the weakness of one another. Amen. By that relationship, we're going to have a fellowship. And we're going to start to be together. Amen. It's not always I'm happy with her. She's sweet that the Lord gave me. But it's not every time I'm happy with her. Amen. But his position is to be in my house. Amen. Sometimes I hard time I at work, you came. You'll be good here. Instead to be good, more complain. Where to go? That is my house.
Amen.
Amen. It's for when we start to learn to deal with the problems. To not to see my own interest like, oh, I'm the one who goes to work every time and my money I start to put in my pocket. You can be single mother, no problem. In Ireland, it also is paying to be single mother. Amen? No. When I do that, it shows a selfishness that I am. To start, I'm the one who's bad. Because we've been brought together as a family to take care of those little ones. We do not see our own interests. We see the interests of family.
Amen.
Amen. We cannot have fellowship if we do not know each other in the spirit. You must accept your brother, your sister has been called. Though he has many things you do like, you do not like. But the Lord called her. He called her also you. He put you together. You learn how to accept your brother and sister. That is the covenant. Blue, yellow, red, put together, it brings different color. Amen. When you recognize your weakness, and you recognize also the weakness of your wife or your brother, put it together. You will see tender mercy of God. You has been dying. He came for you. He could not die for a sinner people as we are, but he accepted to die for us. Amen. Because he liked that diversity. He took all responsibility upon himself. Amen. And Brother Branham is saying, and the next things, he comes into the living room where you eat your little bride. Your little bride. She take her veil off. You are coming a little closer. Amen. In the kitchen, you eat. After, out of kitchen, you come in the sitting room. You start to talk. Amen. In that time, the children, they're all full. They are going to play game in their rooms. You start to talk a little bit. Not deep things. Because sitting room is not about deep things. You start to think about, you know, how's things so hard. That day you saw. I was coming to work. Very tired. Just you talking in the phone. Instead to mind about me. Say, Amen. That is the problem we are facing many times in the houses. Amen. And talking a little bit, start to know each other. Say, you two, you never know the problem with all those kids. Most Daniel is the one who's giving me hard time in his house. Amen. You start to give some report, she start to give you some report. And take all in consideration. Amen. And see how you're gonna fix and to work again together. And listen, brother Bradham say. Now she take a veil off. Like me, that was been hiding. When you are talking to her, when you are talking to bride, that was been hiding in his heart. He start to be come out. Amen. You start to know about that relationship. You start to know each other. I know if I say like this to Brother George, he will not like it. But why are you keeping telling it? When I know you will not like it, I must learn to say what it will help us to work together. Amen. And Brother Bonham said, she take a veil off. You are coming a little closer. Then when you put your arm around her, touch her, embrace her, that's how it comes into the fellowship of the Lord Jesus. Before you do, you are separate from your sin. Then you embrace the Lord's gospel. You embrace the writing word. You believe it with all your heart. God, it doesn't matter what you want to me to do. Whatever you have planned in my life, I'm ready now to receive it. Amen. You see, that is the living room. Then, still you say, is not this far enough. Now say, the next room is the bedroom. Amen. Then, when you go to this bedroom, then you come to fellowship and relationship. You become into relationship. Then you have complete fellowship. Because you cannot have complete fellowship until you become relationship. Anyone knows that. Amen. Approaching one another, talking. Go in the sitting room, in the secret place. That's what he said, if you want to pray, go in the secret place. Amen. And when we know in the third part is where the life comes from. Amen. Where the life is starts in the family. We can't get in the room dirty. Amen. You know you married people. Amen. You can't go in that room dirty. You must confess your sin. Amen. You must wash yourself as a bride. We are the bride of Christ. Before a bride go in the room, he cannot go as he is. From all the sweat of the day, she must bath. Because something serious will be there. Amen. To open all your mind, take what it can hinder the presence of God to not come to bless you. Amen. It's what we need. We cannot all just come in the church, filling this bank, chairs, go home and kneeling down. And we know we have a problem. We know we are hard to accept one another. Amen. We must learn to go in the secret place. Amen. Where I cannot lie God. Amen. Maybe I can lie to you, but I cannot lie God. Why we are here? It's not to see one another. Amen. We are serving him who knows our hearts. Amen. Amen. That's why we are here. But many times, our behavior reflects our relationship with God in the secret. Amen. Amen. Because if I'm true with my God, I know I'm the sin. I'm doing something wrong. It's wasting time to come. God bless you. I give you my hand. Amen. What bless I will give to you? Because who give bless is not blessing myself. Amen. Amen. It's always that I say in the church in Cork. You see people praying aggressive prayer. Oh Lord. He do not obey himself, his Lord. But he want the demons to obey him. Amen. He waste Waste of time. Because the demon, they know spiritual thing more than us. They will tell me, Brother Christian, yourself you do not obey your master. How you want me to obey you? Amen. That's why it's wasting of time. Better for me to be a businessman. Because there we make money. Amen. But from the things of God, we cannot lie him. Amen. When we receive him by the Holy Spirit, being covered by the rainbow, we understand why we are together. Our relationship, it will be like a paradise. Amen. People, they will know we are the children of God. It's hard for them to see it between us because we do not have relationship. But we want our fellowship. We must learn to have a relationship. Amen. To understand your brother. To know how brother was praying. To put yourself in the shoes of that lady who was sick. To take that problem, his problem in serious. Amen? And listen, brother, what I'm saying. And listen, so, is with the church today, we got too many people. We got too many of them that are ashamed to go into the complete relationship with God, to new life and new birth. If we are the bride of Christ, when we can't, we go into relationship, then all the shames and backwardness and all gone from us. If we come into complete relationship, being born again, I don't care. Why the presidents of the United States could stand on the street, you shout, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. You don't care because you are come in relationship. You are born again. You are a new child. You are in the Shekinah glory with God, fellowship with him. Amen. What we need today, brother, is a worship under the blood. Worship in complete relationship to die out.
Amen.
Amen. When you are in the chamber, you want to touch and say, oh, don't touch me. Something wrong.
Amen.
Amen. The life will not come. Amen. We must be touched by the Lord.
Amen.
Not just every time singing, we want also cries.
Amen.
People crying. Not to show people how I can cry, but to be really deep in your heart. Sincere that I'm wrong.
Amen.
When I'm saying, God, forgive me, it's the same attitude I must tell my brother
Amen.
Who I done wrong.
Amen.
Amen. Let us learn that communion, that covenant of many colors, that God has put us together.
Amen.
Amen. You will know from there something good it will come. Amen. I think by finish, I will read just three quotations. First of all, we go to the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
Peter chapter 2. To see even the temple of God is being built by diversity of different stones.
Amen.
Amen. But one stone, because he was looking funny, he'd been rejected. Instead to accept that stone, he'd been rejected. We must learn also.
Amen.
All the big, though he was small, though he was big, though anywhere he is,
Amen.
The master builder is the one to know how to carry it. To put it in a place.
Amen.
Do not just reject it. Amen. That is the diversity in make the temple.
Amen.
And when the temple is finished, we been agree all together. The Holy Spirit, he will come.
Amen.
One thought, one man, one goal is for the glory of God.
Amen.
This message, it will be far.
Yeah.
Amen. Almost. When I joined with Brother Andrew, 2000, 2000 when I came in Ireland. Amen. The brother there was already united in the houses. Amen. We came all today. Look, we did come with these children here. Look now how they are. Look the work of since day we've been together until now. Are you happy in what we are doing? I can say yes, but I can say no. Amen. If the wars come against we in the message, we are few that in second we disappear. The work must be done. Amen. And when we fix the problem between us, we understand why we are here. Something will be done. Amen. Because our neighbors know how we criticize one another. Our friends know it. How they will come. Because we do not accept that diversity. Amen. How we want more. Amen. Let us First Peter. Chapter 2. Verse 5. And did not spare. Sorry, I go to the second Peter. First Peter chapter 2. Verse 5. You also, a living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up a spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Therefore, it also contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elected, precious, and he who believe on him will by no means be put in shame. Therefore, to you who believe, he is a precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builder rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Amen. And a stone of stumbling and the rock of offense. They are stumbled being disobedient to the words to which they are also were appointed. Amen. We are the stones in many ways. If maybe you do like my way, but God like that way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But if my way start to be a stumbling stone for all, like me, a master builder, he need shape me.
Amen.
Amen. Do not think about your own mind. Take the mind of God. Because God, when he see we have this misunderstanding between us, he just laugh. Because what I want Brother George or Brother Maxwell to eat that chili like I like to eat. Amen? No. If Brother Maxwell do not like chili like me, he likes sweet things, is the way God made him. If I said to want to preach like Brother Maxwell or Brother Andrew or sing like Brother George, I will not make it.
Amen.
Amen? I have a different test how the Lord made me. I must take my own position and I will be the blessing.
Amen.
Amen. And everything will work smooth.
Amen.
That God don't mind about our test. He mind about his body.
Amen.
That is we must put in our hand, in our head. God do not mind about what you want. It's about what he wants.
Amen.
You ask why God chose him to be there. And the same thing the demon they ask why you want to be there.
Amen.
Amen. Because God likes diversity. God wants us to be together. But Abraham said, let us finish for this quotation. I like to make a little bit noise to the Lord. But Abraham said, in the act of the Holy Spirit, paragraph 75. Notice, look what it says here. And this is the stone that was rejected of you builders. Neither is there a salvation in any other name, for these there is no name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. Oh, the rejecting of the stone. The stone was rejected. Why? When they build the Solomon Temple, I want you to notice every beautiful picture here. When they went to build building a Solomon Temple, the stones was cut out from one place and other place and other place. Some of them was cut this way, some other way. But the Bible say that when they come together, it make 40 years. I believe to erect the temple. And then was not a booth, a saw, or the sound of hammer in 40 years. The stone going together, stone on stone. Stone on stone. Like me, brother and brother, sister and sister, we are building the house. And when they put a stone in top, you say, why, brother George, you are top of me? Amen. And brother George is thinking he will be just, they put brother Shetland on top of him. Oh, now if we now just, the temple, it will not finish. Amen. And when the temples, they was putting stones on stone, diversity, what? They start to put cement. Amen. The Holy Spirit. Amen. To bind all our diversity together. Because our own way, it's hard. Amen. Amen. But when we receive the Holy Spirit, I will learn. Amen. To understand my wife. Hallelujah. She will learn. Amen. To understand. Amen. And we see everything we are doing. Hallelujah. Is for the glory of the body of Christ. That is what I say, let us be covered up by the rainbow. Like me, let us willingly to be covered by the Holy Spirit by obeying the word of God. Amen. But Abraham said, now, here is my idea of it, brethren. That temple represents the temple spiritual, the temple that we are now in. They are come into the temple for their blessing. We are baptized into the temple of God, into the body of God, into the body of Jesus Christ. And where we are in Christ by Holy Spirit baptism. 1 Corinthians 12. And there is therefore now no condemnation to them that is in Christ. No condemnation. Those that are in Christ. But how many condemnation we do one another? This brother so-so. This sister done me like this. This brother. But it should not be. Because we've been brought in that body for not being a condemnation. But we start to condemn one another. You see? That's why the Bible say in the 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and 13 in the communion service, Paul say, if we judge ourselves, we're not going to be judged. Hallelujah. Before me to come out, let me start to be judged myself in my house. Amen. When I'm reading the word. And when I come out, you will not judge me because the word already judged me. Amen. But when I'm coming like this, I'm exposing my life in what I've been. You have a scripture. You will not keep quiet. You must tell me. Amen. Amen. Because I do not judge
myself. Amen. You see. And we need that diversity. Amen. For the work to be done. Amen. I will say to you, brethren, sons of living God, let us appreciate these things. Amen. When you will be alone, you understand how your brother was helpful to be with you. And you will learn how your sister is helpful for you. Amen? Because better to work two people than to work one people. Amen. But two people, they can work together if they do not agree. Amen. Like men, when they agree, it means they learn to work and to have relationship. And after they begin to understand one another, they start to have a fellowship. Amen. That is what God wants with us. Balabalam say, the last quotation. I will say just last. Amen. That will be the last. Forgive me, I like to talk too much for the Lord. In behold, a greater than all of is here. Paragraph 12. Balabalam say, now we are standing this afternoon, probably, international denomination, Pentecostal Holiness, Assembly of God, Four Choir, Open Bible, all those we are standing different. But we are all his children. Amen. We are all his servants. Amen. Amen. Listen, just one thing before you sit down. Amen. I got 5 children. When I go to get an ice cream, I receive such agglomeration. One wants chocolate. One wants vanilla. One wants banana, orange, and other wants orange and all different color. When I bring ice cream back, it's like a rainbow. Amen. Amen. It took all different. Like mean, you have your own taste. This brother has his own taste. And all attitude of God, it's because you do not like the test of your brother, take out of your mind, God will reject him. Amen. Amen. Amen? He will take your test. He will take the test of your brother. Amen. He will take the test of your sister. Amen. He bring all together. Amen. Because he wants all of us to be together. Amen. And he make rainbow. He bring all ice cream in his hands. Amen. And Balabalam said, you never see an all different color. When I bring ice cream back, it's like a rainbow. I never see so many colors. But let me tell you, it's all ice cream. Amen. And it's my children that eat in it. Amen. Amen? That's the way it is this afternoon. Your test doesn't count in this. We might difference in organization, denomination, but God is a God of variety. God likes variety. He's not a sea on rock book harmony house. God is a variety. He got big mountain, little mountain, white flower, pink flower, yellow flower. He has a variety. He has little man, a big man. He has a black head, red head, blonde, all different kinds. He has desert. He has light. He has sea. He see God of variety. Amen? And that's the same way it is here today. We are all God's servants. After all, brethren, it's all a rainbow represents a covenant. That's right. We are God's covenant. That's right. Together, as brother, we stand. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you, my brothers, and may your church grow and prosper. And may God ever bless you richly and royally. Is my church and my sincere prayer. If I can ever be helpful to you in any way, the night don't get too hard. No, the rain don't fall too hard. Just call me. I will do everything that I can help. Amen. We are working for one great kingdom. God is that right. And I say one belong to the assembly. Maybe that is test. The other one belong to the other open Bible. That is test. But it's all the kingdom of God. Amen. That's right. Whatever we are, it's all the kingdom of God where we are walking. Of it fall by one spirit, we are all baptized into one body. We become a member of Christ. Like mean all our tests, different opinions. But let us see one thing for kingdom. Or I'm working for the kingdom of demon. Amen. Because the house that divide himself, it cannot stand. Amen. We are diversity in a way to see things, but let us make this house to be strong. This message we believe. Amen. And I think the Lord who brought us together, he will really, really fulfill the reason he brought us together. Amen. May the Lord bless you. And God help us in this issue to learn to have relationship, to understand one another, and to know we are here for one reason. Brother Andrew.
Let's stand. I really enjoyed that. I'm sure you're the same as me. Amen. Wonderful.
Amen.
Amen. Now, if we'd all just submit ourselves under the token, all things are possible.
Amen.
Now, there's no difference that's too great. There's no opinion that's too strong. There's no whatever history you might have had with somebody that would be too great. If you just submit yourself under the token, under the life of Christ himself. Because you think of the Lord, how patient he is with you and with me.
Amen.
You just think of him. You know how he looks at us and he sees the good points in us and he covers over the bad points sometimes. And just how patient and how wonderful that he is. You know, and we're all different. We all manifest ourselves in different ways. But he looks at us all the same as his sons and his daughters this evening. You know, it's wonderful. That's a great thing. It was a real wonderful time. Thank you very much to Brother Christian. Really did appreciate the word. If you come, Brother George, let's sing. Before we pray and dismiss, I was just saying, I just so much wish Brother Christian would come on Sunday, you know, because it was a real good message for a Sunday, real wonderful, really, really wonderful. You can see yourself there, you can place yourself there, so you can see what the Lord wants to do in your life and the way he wants to deal with you, how he wants you to accept your brothers, your sisters. That's wonderful. It's wonderful when Christ is in you, you can see Christ in other people as well.
I surrender to him. I freely give.
I give.
I will live a love that trusts in him. His praise.
Again, let's sing the chorus. We just invite Brother Max, please, to come and close for us in prayer. Finish the service off. Just say thank you very much, Brother Christian. Wonderful. I really appreciate the word this evening. It really fed my soul. It really confirmed certain things to me. The Lord really ministered to me. And that's all that you desire. When you come into the house of the Lord is to have a personal communion with Him. You know, when He can speak to your soul and He can do something for you. How wonderful. We do appreciate the Lord. You want to come, Brother Max?
Oh, Jesus, one before that. Oh, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, this evening we surrender all. We surrender our thoughts, our minds.
Hallelujah.
Everything, Lord, we lay upon your altar, O God.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for this evening.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for your word, O God. That has bring a remembrance unto us, Lord. That we are the body of Christ. Lord, there are diversities of gifts amongst us. Lord, there are different operations amongst us. There are different administrations amongst us, Lord. But the same Spirit.
Hallelujah.
The same Lord. Father, even Lord Jesus, even as the body has many members.
Amen.
But they have different operations.
Hallelujah.
Lord, this evening, you have reminded us as a church of God.
Amen.
That we have diversities of gifts, Lord. Diversities of administrations. And the Lord Jesus all come together to form the rainbow.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, let us, Lord, the Holy Spirit to come over us, O God.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus, we recognize one another.
Yes.
The Lord, we recognize our position, O Lord, in you, Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And when we know our positions, Lord, we will always respect one another, O God. Father, we pray the Lord Jesus this evening. These words that have come to us,
Amen.
The message that you have given to us,
yes.
Lord, let this be operated in this house, Lord.
Yes.
That, Lord, we know one another, O God, in different, Lord Jesus, with our diversities, O God, that we are in the same body, that we are in the same spirit, and that is the same Lord, O God. Father, we thank you for our precious brother, O God.
Yes.
Lord, bless him, Lord, and his family.
Lord,
oh, Lord, for using him mightily tonight, O God.
Thank you.
Father, we pray that the virtue that has gone out of him, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father, replenish, Lord Jesus. And even, Father, as many that were not able to come.
Yes.
Lord, this message we've received this evening.
Amen.
Lord, you are the one that can touch each and everyone wherever they are, O God. Father, we want to be one body.
Amen.
Oh, with that same harmony, O Lord. Father, let it be operating amongst us, O God. Oh, Father, we come against any spirit of division, Lord.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus, we stand as one body.
Yes,
even as the eye cannot say to the ear, I have no need of you.
Yes,
as even the leg cannot tell the hand, I have no need of you.
Yes,
Father, let us recognize this, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That, Father, we move together as one body, O Lord, in Christ Jesus.
Yes,
Father, tonight we have heard.
Yes.
And Lord Jesus, we have accepted it upon our hearts,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
That Lord Jesus, these things, O Lord, will begin to bear fruits. Oh, that your name will be glorified in your church. Father, tonight, as even we live here, O God, we know we are not living in your presence.
Amen.
Oh, many of us are going to travel, O God.
Yes, Lord.
We ask for many mercies, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And the Lord Jesus, even tonight, as we lay our heads down,
Amen.
Let these things that we have heard continue to reflect, O Lord.
Amen.
And that, Lord Jesus, when we come back, O Lord, Lord, on this coming Sunday, if you tarry,
Amen.
Lord, let this Holy Spirit once again continue to admonish us, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, for us to know, O Lord, that in this church, it is not personal.
Amen.
But
Amen.
It is you, God,
Amen.
That overshadows all of us, God.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for this wonderful message you've given to us.
Amen.
It has brought remembrance to us
that
we are one body
Amen.
In Christ Jesus. We thank you for this evening, O God. Bless our children, bless our wives, bless our husbands. Bless, Lord Jesus, the ministry in this house. Bless the officers, Lord. Bless the musicians, Lord. Oh, Father, let the Holy Spirit of God sweep over this house and bring us together, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, of God, we thank you for this evening. It was good that, Lord, we came. And we thank you that you have blessed us, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. Amen.
Let's sing that song as we dismiss. I don't know why Jesus loved me, but I'm so glad that he did. You might look and say, I don't know why Jesus loved you, but I'm glad that he did. It's the same thing. Hallelujah.
I don't know why Jesus loved me. Oh, I don't know why he I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. He left his mighty throne in glory, oh, to bring to us redemption story. They died, but he rose again. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad he did. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Jesus loves me.
I don't know why.
I don't know why. He cares.
I don't know why. I don't know why. He sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad he did.
Where would I be?
Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Where would I be if Jesus didn't care? Where would I be if he hadn't sacrificed his life? Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad he did. I don't know why.
I don't know why
Jesus loves me. I don't know why.
I don't know why he cares.
Oh, I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad he did. I don't know why.
I don't know why
Jesus loves me. I don't know.
I don't know why he cares.
I don't know why. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm so glad he did.
I don't know why Jesus loves you. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Sacrificed his life, oh, but I'm glad.